been a home birth. I never did go to one ball game, and I went with Sonny Lander, Sonny Nunley. He came out here. It's his last ball game for a country. He came out here when we did.
That's a high school football game?
Yeah, Oxford.
Uh-huh.
And I went, and I stepped in, and they don't even know, and it's all in the belt, it's clean.
So you didn't really...
When they got in a fight, then I jumped up and I said, and they all know, they said, he's a stupid son. She lived right out here, behind this woman.
So,
I didn't go back. That done me. That ball game done me.
Yeah, man, you saw it.
I saw it. When you see one, you've seen them all.
Well, did y'all ever go to the movies, picture shows, or anything like that?
Well, the kids went a whole lot, but I did.
When would they go?
On a Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
No, mostly Saturday morning, because it began at 10.
Uh-huh.
And they'd use the girls on Saturday evening.
Do you remember what it cost at that point?
Yeah.
A dime to get in, so you could get
it. It's been a long time. The Lord's banquet.
Uh-huh.
Put up that could do it for two bread wrappers.
Okay, so they could get in for two bread wrappers,
mm-hmm.
And they would do that on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, see, it was for children.
Right. So the Saturday morning shows were for children, mm-hmm. Particularly, is what you're saying.
My kids, one time Annie's won a pair of skates. And she came home and she knows how to skate. We had a little deal about like that. Went to rock it, I hadn't paid a lot. She was skint from here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I told her for. She's about 7 years old. I told her from chair to chair, from chair to table, to the bathroom.
She's done up pretty good there.
She sure was.
Well, so.
But she gave me a writing.
So they would do that on Saturday morning. What else about church was structure, do you remember, during that time?
We had a good pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was raised in church.
Uh-huh.
And I just think you don't go to church, it just ruins your week.
Uh-huh.
When I don't go to church, that next week is 2 weeks long.
So y'all started, when you moved here in 47, you started going, did you start going to this church at that point?
We moved the second, started a church on the third.
So, is that the only church in that, in Blue Mountain, I think?
No, there was one in Iowa's, and then there was one down here on the railroad, and there was one up here on the Magnolia, and there was one down on the Rise.
Were they always there?
Yeah, and then there was one right down here close to Burgess's store.
Okay,
we're blessed with churches.
Okay. Do the local folks go to these churches primarily?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So are they all Baptist or?
No, listen, so Baptist, and that's a Methodist. That's a Methodist. Oh, that's the Church of God now. And that's
but it was a Methodist at one time.
And they're Baptist over on Rice, and just no tears of it.
Okay, so the one that's the Church of God was the Methodist at one
mm-hmm,
time, you're
yeah,
saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the church workers actually, I mean the mill workers were the ones that went to school in these places?
Churches. Yeah, well, everybody did, the old people and all. I mean, one time we had over 200 in Sunday school right down here.
Uh-huh. So the old people you were talking about, the people
yeah,
that were retired.
Yeah, yeah.
Around here. And so at one time you had up to 200 people in Sunday school. Let me ask another question about the church. You mentioned that the pastor was a good one. Did you change pastors very often?
Not very often. He retired. We got disabled Charlie Main,
uh-huh.
And then we got Buford Johnson, and he died, and we got Fred Captain Emmett Smith, and he went to Georgia. We got Buford Johnson in, and he died.
Uh-huh.
He had arthritis. He'd be with us, and he'd have to park on the side of the road and crawl to the house.
Because of his arthritis?
Mm-hmm. And he has got to crawl from his car to the doorsteps and crawl up the doorsteps to get in the church.
That was your preacher?
Mm-hmm. That Lord,
it sounds like he wouldn't let him stop him.
No, he sure didn't until he died.
Huh. Was he your preacher till he died?
Yeah. Hmm. And he gave Mr. Sandler, he told Gordon Chandler before he died that he wanted him to take his church with him. And he went that 3 months of people to drop him, drop him, drop him. He stayed 22 years, and the last Sunday he was there, they were 22 or 32 years church.
Okay. And it's come back since then. Okay. Gosh, it sounds like that was a big drop was when that fellow. When did he get there first?
When Buford Johnson died, but I can't remember when it was.
Can you remember about within 5 years?
Well, Bernie's just done.
Well, when was the other end of the 22? When did he leave?
No, it was 7 years I didn't get to a church. Yeah. I worked 6 days when he was in the bed.
Oh, when your husband was sick?
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't go to be able to go to... When did he get sick?
But he's been sick 18 years, and he was sick 15 years.
Yeah, 30, that would be the mid-60s. Okay. What was he sick with?
Arthritis.
Okay, so
he was drunk. His fingernails were in his
palms. Do you think that working at the mill contributed to that?
We don't know. The doctors have to say what happened.
Okay.
He was in an awful shape.
Did you remember the Baptist church before it was brick? I mean,
yeah,
it burned at one time.
No, they remodeled it.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't years big. My daddy worked on the church when they built that church, when they built it. Built it bigger and built all them Sunday school rooms.
Uh-huh.
My daddy worked on it.
Okay, from Haleyville?
They stayed one winter with us.
Okay. And when they remodeled and expanded the church, that was before Mr. Chandler got there, I guess.
No, it was after. He was there when they were there.
Okay. So they were expanding the church while the population was dropping? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
we got it paid off 2 years before our time.
Oh, that's good. And are you filling it up now?
Well, now we had 97 Sundays.
Okay.
And when this preacher come out, we was having from 6 to 8 to 7 years.
Oh, well, that's good. So y'all upped it a little bit.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. He came out. I think he preached last Sunday and this Sunday.
Uh-huh. So that's within the last few months y'all have
had. Three months. Right, 3 months ago.
Okay.
We sure
do
like it.
Okay. Well, so you said that after. Well, what y'all think about the school down here at Blue?
Well, honey, they tore that down. They closed that. My kids had to go to Oxford.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were already going to Oxford then. My kids were going to
think. Yeah, you said that they went down until their sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lord, I mean, people got upset about them closing that church or school there.
Uh-huh.
They could have taken that school and made a nursing home for old people and rented it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bedroom, a living room. You're
talking about the building that was down there?
Yeah, it was a good thing.
I remember it down there. It was right next to the road, as I recall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, do you know that building was there when you got here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they built the brick one. There was a brick one down below there. That was the lunch room and the... No, lunch room was right there. Down there was the they needed more room. They built the school classes.
Were you satisfied with the school when your kids went there?
Oh yeah, everybody loved that school.
Well, what about the town, living here in the town of Blue Mountain? Tell me about that. I mean, was the mayor or?
Well, the mayor lives right down there right now.
Well, over time though, like back in the '50s.
Nolan Holland was mayor one time. He lived right there.
Uh-huh.
And we had two stores.
The one up at the top of the hill and.
One down there where Mr. McClure, the cabinet shop is now. That's just the way it is.
Okay. Well, did the city provide any services of any sort?
Well, they kept up the roads and things like that.
Okay.
They better shape them now and then.
Okay. The roads were, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did they provide any other services that you know of? Okay. Well, what about when you moved here in the '40s? World War II had just finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people were returning. Did you know any GI? Were there any GIs back here at Blue Mountain? Anybody on the GI Bill or anything like that?
Unless they were out of force.
Okay, so nobody that you really knew of returned and was on the GI Bill type of stuff.
Now, Clovis, my brother-in-law, he was in the series, but Lord, he'd been out for years.
Uh-huh. Anything about the 40s that you remember, the late 40s in particular?
No, it's not like it is now.
Let me see. When
they had a big old 5 unit apartment right out there in that barn.
Who did that? Who had that apartment?
Well, it belonged to the mill.
Oh, okay.
And when he sold it, Mr. Bayless bought it, and it burned.
Okay, so they kept an apartment building, is what I heard you say, versus a. Did people live in it all the time?
We were over 2 years getting high. Mr. Moyer sent for Bernice to come to office one day, and Bernice said he forgot to put me in for a house and said he's scared. And said he thought, Lord, what have I done?
Mm-hmm. Where did y'all live up until then?
Right over the yellow rice.
Oh, was that not one of the mill houses?
We had to pay rent. We had to pay rent here, but not like we did over there.
Okay, so the mill houses rent is cheaper than.
Oh yeah, we paid $3 a week.
How much did you pay at the place on Rice? $40
a month. Okay. And we didn't even have running water over there.
Okay, so in that sense, living in the mill house was a good thing.
Yeah.
You would say, and there was a waiting list. You said that it took a couple of years.
Yeah, you couldn't hardly get up in the house.
Well, let's talk a little bit about events, if you will. You know, they put up Sputnik in the '50s, late '50s. The Russians did. We had the Army Rocket Center in Huntsville.
Oh yeah.
When did you pay, was there much attention paid to that?
Not around here.
Okay. So when they launched Sputnik and that sort of thing, it didn't make them much difference.
It didn't. You know, people didn't say nothing about it. Like they didn't even know it.
Okay.
See, I didn't know nobody in Huntsville.
Uh huh. Well, did you look? Was it on the news, or do you remember much? Did y'all get the newspaper? Or?
Yeah, he got a paper every day, but I didn't have time to read the paper, and I didn't have time to get the radio, and I didn't have time to watch television. The only time I ever watched television was late nights on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit in on that. So
you and your family, you mean?
If anybody else come by, if I didn't have to work.
Didn't have to do that double shift or
something
work
like
that night?
Lord, I work a many a double shift.
So do you remember the mass or the I'm trying to say down in Phoenix City, back in the late '50s, there was a to do with John Patterson.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear about that then?
Yeah, but I forgot what it was.
Okay. About 55, there was a Montgomery bus boycott down there.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What did y'all think about that?
Well, I thought it was naughty, but and, you know, George Wallace stood in
the door.
Door, you know,
And you said thought it was naughty.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure. What do you
well,
mean?
Well, I don't. There's a lot of people that learn it.
Oh, the bus, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We're talking about the bus, the burning of the Freedom Rider bus in Anniston.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about there. Okay. And you thought it wasn't... Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. You thought it was a naughty for the guys to burn the bus.
Yeah, because it's written to you something. Them colored people's got souls just like me and you. It may be wired by me. They're good colored people. I work with some good colored people. But them white people, they stepped out of line. I don't care who they are.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't believe in doing wrong or nothing.
Well, do you remember a lot of any tension in the neighborhood because of it? I mean, you know, with the black community living like Norwood being over there, was there ever any...
No, Norwood's one there.
Okay. So, was there ever any tension between Blue Mountain and the black community that you know of? Okay, so...
Just kind of where we went for it.
Okay. All right. What about the integration of schools in the 60s?
Well, we didn't have, when my kids went to Oxford, all the time, they had colored people in school down there. They might never been, but two or three come to our church last year, I guess it was, there was a lady and her daughter and granddaughter came a couple of times. And each Sunday they came to, the older lady went to the older, both Sundays. But we didn't mistreat them. We all shook hands with them, welcomed them back, and told them, nice to have them. See, they didn't come back. If we'd raised cane, they could went off and got on a load of people and come back. And one time then there was another colored boy that, they don't know whether he was colored or something else, because he wasn't real black and he was kind of brownish, and he take a big part in some school that time.
So back in the just to cover this base, but at the same time that the bus was burned here, there was some or a little later, there was some riots in Birmingham.
Yeah.
You know, what y'all think about those? Or was there ever any tension?
Not
in
now, it burned over here between you and Birmingham, didn't it?
Well, it was going to Birmingham, but it wasn't quite out of Anniston, I believe, that
bridge. But at least coming from North Alabama, and it was still smoking when we came by.
Oh, so y'all drove by it?
Yeah.
So,
we didn't know what it was. I mean, we knew it was a bus, but we didn't know it.
Was there people standing around?
No, everybody at the time. Well, a few, but not there anymore.
Okay. So y'all were coming back from Haleyville, you were saying, at that.
We don't know what the paper was on.
Right. Okay. Well, that, at one point in time, Bill in Birmingham, Bull Connor and all, who was the police chief, had some confrontations in the 60s. Did y'all, do you remember any of those things? Or did that affect y'all in any way?
No, it didn't affect us. Okay. We've not never had no problems around here. Our father's right there on one side.
The mill?
The main.
Oh, okay. And what? Okay.
Wallops.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
We can get shit in.
The, let me see. Now, in the 80s, early 80s, they put in a group home for mentally retarded adults down.
Layton Hill.
Yeah. What did y'all think about that in the community?
Well, it didn't bother us for that. Because they didn't get out and go. One woman went next door every morning and got a cup of coffee because they didn't make coffee.
Uh-huh.
And this song made her cup of coffee because she was an old lady. That's all I ever heard.
Okay.
But see, they had them, they kept them closed.
Uh-huh. So you didn't see the folks very often?
Mm-hmm. I never did see them. Because I didn't go on Lake Hill much.
Okay. So there wasn't any strong opinion in the community one way or another for or against them, is what I hear you say.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
If it had been, I would have heard it.
Okay.
But they don't see it. Usually, my perception of it is live across the road from
it. Okay.
That comes up here in that gray looking car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Usually, it's across the road from it. She used to say nothing about it. Of course, she worked like I did. She had four kids, I had two. Her and her husband was not old.
For a few minutes, I want to just jump back in time before you moved here, okay? And just talk about, if you would, you're kind of growing up and how you wound up here. You know, give me...
Well, I told you, you know, that Bernice's dad and his wife, which was Elmer's and Minnie's and Mishy's and Adam's and all of them other,
uh-huh.
They married and they came down here and visited. And Miss Mary got her house and stayed. They moved down here because she helped the kids, you know.
Now, were those people related to you or your husband? I couldn't...
Yeah, my husband, Daddy, married the kid's mother.
Oh, okay. So these were...
stepchildren.
Okay. And they had come down here previously and gotten work at the mill.
Oh, Elmer came down here when she was 17 years old. She's 83 now.
Okay. So they were down here when your daddy married.
Yeah, when he married.
Oh, when his daddy married.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so you kind of married into the mill in the sense of knowing people who worked.
Bunny's come down here. He... they was all 2 weeks before he worked at a plane a mill,
uh-huh.
Plane lumber. And he said, "Do you want to go to Anderson?" I said, "No, I sure don't." Well, the children went out for 2 weeks, you know. I said, "I'd love to stay at home." So he come down here. And been down here about a week. No, he didn't know it because he's just going to stay a week. And I got a letter from him. He said he got a job and went to work. And he asked me if I wanted to move down there. So I wrote him and I told him, I said, "Not now, I don't have the kids in school." And so he come in the second day of March and got us. And we went to church right down here then the next month. He said, "Let's go to church." And I said, "Smith, I don't have where nothing is." I didn't get... That evening, Mr. Reynolds and Miss Reynolds come. Agnes and Clovis and their four kids come.
Oh, that's how they were already here.
Yeah, they did. And they plucked a pile of that on them. But,
Did y'all get here about us? Did he go and get you and bring you back? Or did y'all have a car?
No, he got a man to move us.
Okay.
And Harrison.
Okay.
We got up the next morning and we went to church. We've been going ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And my children, they married. They came back down here a long time.
The church, you
mean? Mm-hmm. The Golden Spring. In fact, we saw these men here one day, and I said, it's talking about how they had to leave every morning to get Yankee. I said, y'all crazy. I said, y'all paint the biggest church they are in Blue Mountain and Golden Spring. You know where Golden Spring Baptist Church is? That's where Anderson goes. And J.C. and Faye, they went to several different times. They went to Harper Church. No, it's a Church of God on that. And Chris said, that's boring, man. So let's go home. And so on Easter Sunday, Michael was fed. And he told his mom and dad, he said, told his folks, and mother said, I want my best clothes today. They've been going up there about a month. And she said, well, you got to buy a new suit, so that'll be the best you got, unless you want to wear the other. And they've gone up the road, they slipped, walked behind some church. He said, but I'm going to join today, so I'm going to move my letter to the lounge.
He's 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. He said, well, what got that in your head? He said, all my friends go to school with me, and they go to Baptist Church in Golden Springs. And so they all joined. And then the next Sunday, they came playing and joined us over there for that Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Left us a set note.
Yes, up until then, your kids had come over here and gone to church over here.
Yeah.
Though. Okay, grandson.
He moved it, yeah. But they come back over here for a long time for dinner every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
After the daddy got sick. And I'd stay here and cook dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before he died, I would go to Sunday school a lot of times. And Horace Youngblood, he'd come and sit with Bernie's. So Sunday school was old, nearly over, and he'd come up. But they elected him for teaching, so he had to teach them. But I didn't stay for preaching, I'd come back to the house. That's how the kids would come in the evening.
So at that point you were kind of trying to take care of your husband and do all these things at the same time.
And so you know, they said, Mother said, you ought to do something. I forgot what it was. I said, let me tell you, Ennis. I said, I've gone all my life. I said, I've never lay down at night and not tremble. I'd be so tired. And I said, now I don't have to run, and I'm not running.
Uh-huh.
But I've always just went in the wrong way.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about Jim Folsom, the governor? Do you remember
well, I
him?
Just remember he got elected.
Uh-huh. Did you remember anything particular about him?
Yes. He was a candidate in Hagerville.
He was a candidate? Say that again.
He was candidate in Hagerville, getting votes.
Uh-huh.
And he come into Hagerville, and Daddy said he was the same about as far as he had the same there from Hagerville. Street, you know, where he drove up.
Uh-huh.
And all these young kids, they was... They flogged in, and he reached over and kicked the little Nicholson girl, and she got back, and she slapped his head off of his shoulder with her.
Was he governor then?
No, he was a running
He was
governor.
Just a running for governor. Oh, that was back at the first time that he ran, I guess.
Yeah, was the first time he ran.
Yeah.
Daddy said he couldn't keep him alive.
Yeah. Well, what about Gordon Persons? Do you remember anything about him?
No, I don't. I don't remember anything about Persons. I guess I was working too hard or something.
Yeah, that was 51 through 55. Yeah. So that was that. And then Folsom was governor again from 55 to 59. Do you remember anything about him during that time?
Just knowing he was our president, our
governor. Okay. Did y'all ever talk about him drinking or anything?
Bill Nichols, now I know more about Bill Nichols than I did anyway.
He's just Representative Nichols, you mean? The fellow who was...
Yeah.
What about him?
Well, he was a Nichols. His granddaddy, and my daddy's granddaddy, was second cousin. we weren't no kin. We weren't no kin. But Bill Nichols was a good man. Hmm.
Was that up in Haley?
No, he was in Montgomery.
Okay. I mean, when your granddaddy, who was related to
you,
I
don't know where Bill lived.
Okay. I mean, I was just one children there. Let me ask you about these other governors real quick. John Patterson, do you remember anything about him?
Not much.
Okay. So he, from 59 to 63.
Yeah.
What about George Wallace?
Yeah. George, I like George
Wallace.
Governor? Uh-huh.
What you like about him?
Well, he done lots for us poor people. He sure did.
Can you name something that you, well, he that, you done, like that he did?
He was going to be up the fine bars, you know. He's got the only one that I ever remember doing anything for people.
Do you remember Lorraine?
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't work all her time out, did she?
Mm-hmm. She died in office.
Yeah.
And then Albert Brewer came in.
Yeah, he's taken over.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about about those times?
No.
Governor time. George Wallace again from 71 through 79. Now George Wallace ran for president at one point in time. What'd you think about that?
Well, he got away up by.
Uh-huh.
He got away up by.
You mean
he would have made a good president.
Mm-hmm.
See, he got shot then and I seen him on television the other night, and he skipped so bad.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about George Wallace?
Well, a lot of people didn't like him, but I did. I liked him. I voted for him, and I think he did a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people didn't like him.
Why didn't they like him?
I don't know. People don't like me, but I don't know why.
Do you remember, or I should say, in terms of Anniston and Blue Mountain, can you remember, was there much going on in Anniston that you remember during these times? I mean, did what went on in Anniston affect y'all?
We was out here. They were down there.
So there was a difference between Anniston and Blue Mountain.
We all I've ever known to do is go to work till I was walked out and 75.
Uh-huh.
And then I was too old. No, I was when I was too old. I shouldn't have ever walked out, but I wouldn't have made 3 B's that night. My heart would have fired me the next day. I just got out all the time.
Well, did y'all go to Anniston very much downtown?
We went to Anniston every week and bought groceries.
What was there a particular day of the week that you bought groceries?
He used to go on Friday evening.
Okay.
Like he got off from work.
Would your husband do the grocery buying?
Yes, sir. I hate to buy groceries. I hate to buy groceries. And he got sick and I had to start buying groceries. I tell you, I didn't know how.
Hmm.
I'm unsee. I didn't know how to buy groceries.
So you did the cooking. He'd buy the groceries, you did the cooking, and the kids would do the cleaning. Basically,
a lot of times I'd work 10, 12 hours, and a lot of times I'd work 16 hours, you know, if we had a rush. And but there's a lot of weeks I'd have 50 hours and 60 hours, you know.
Well, is there anything that you want to talk about in particular that I haven't, that we haven't talked about tonight?
Well, I don't know anything. Except Blue Mountain was a good place to work.
What made it good?
Well, you know, everybody got along. You didn't know. And then nobody fussed down there. Of course, I didn't hear them if I did, because I got on my job and I stayed on my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you take breaks and all?
I've taken this long enough to eat my things and drink Coke or Vice or tea or something. I'd go back to work. And I have a when I run a drum store. The girl right across from me was running the yarn on bars that I was running, and I'd eat, take my bite of sandwich and lay it down, curve it, and run my frame. And Artie said, I ain't gonna do it. So they can stop turning. I said, well, Louise is trying to veto.
Louise is trying to
what? Veto.
Veto?
Make production.
Oh, is that a phrase y'all use to make?
Well, honey, if you didn't veto, they wouldn't keep you on.
Is it B-E-A-T-O, veto?
Yeah. I worked one night with this lady. When I went to work. And I worked one night with this lady. And the next night, Brock and over there and said, I'm going to put you on the job by yourself tonight. And I said, I don't know how to do this and that. He said, I watched you last night. And I beat over me with an hour and 68 cents from me. And that girl that was teaching me went Maria. Ooh, she got some anatomy. She won't be like me. She's getting, you know, she's going to have lots to do with.
Yeah.
I work and get my job and I let everybody else do the same.
Well, what kind of, just to jump back to the radio and television, you said you watched television on Saturday. What kind of radio programs did you ever listen to?
WLK. Mm-hmm. I love WLK.
Did you ever, so you're saying they set the
radio? I just watch whatever they want.
And listen to whatever they listen to? Is that Joe Rumor on WVLK?
Oh, yes, Lord, they love. Why, Amy's got a picture this big of Joe Rumor.
Huh.
But she got when she was 9 or 10 years old. He gave his address out one day, and she wrote it down, and everybody wrote him a letter. He sent him a picture, and she wrote him a letter. And got their P.O. address in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it.
What? Well, I appreciate the interview.
Well, I didn't do much. But well, I didn't know.
Well, can you think of anything that you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Well,
we just worked different shifts. I was on the first, third, second, and first. And then I went back to second. I didn't do good work third no more then.
Oh, that's the first time that you worked, that you mean?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do have to work third.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Would you have to work the same, would you work the same shift during the week, or would you trade up? I mean, would you go to work like second shift all week, or would
all the time. They didn't rotate.
Okay.
That's one thing about Blue Mountain, they didn't rotate.
So once you got, you stayed on the shift. So what I heard you say before was that that your husband for a long time worked on first shift and you worked on second shift.
That's on the shift. He had to work. He had to work on
the first. And you'd work second, and he'd take care of the kids in the morning, and then he'd take care of them after school, basically, is how I hear you saying you divided up.
Yeah, he just works for them children.
Okay. Well,
he went in the work. He went over his daddy's in the work. They went too.
Oh, he'd haul them around? Or have them go with him?
Oh, they'd get real out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, appreciate it.
Well, you know you're welcome. I just hope I helped you some.
Yeah, well, I think so. I appreciate it, and I think it'll work out pretty well for the paper, so.
Will that be a grade now for you?
Yeah, it's a graded. It is a graded exercise, so yeah. But you know what's important is that this information is saved, because you know this is your life is important, you know, and so you know, and this way of life is important, and you know it is changing somewhat.
But you know, I've never. It's like Tina said, I've never had a life, because I've always worked. Because Mom said when I was 2 years old, Daddy plowed. And he'd say, bring your drink, and she'd put in a pint fruit jar, and I'd carry it out to the field to him.
So that was your job at that time?
Yeah. And then he cut, I remember, I went next year, and I'd done this, we had some old hoes, I guess, and he cut the hounds off and bought hounds and put short hounds on for us.
Uh-huh.
And we'd hold the middle. Now, we couldn't hold the rug. We'd hold the middle.
Uh-huh. So that's when you were growing up in Haleyville, is what I hear you say. And then you got married and
Well, Lord, I was 20. Didn't like much being 22 when I married.
Uh-huh. You stay at home up until then?
No, I worked up in town. I kept house for a woman about 6, 8 months, but I didn't like it.
Okay, that's when you were in your early 20s before you got married then. So you went from Haleyville living on the farm to the town, keeping place, keeping children.
I didn't like it. I'd have quit before I did then. I just had to leave them.
The children?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that's
good. And then you got married.
I went back home, stayed a year, and I married.
And then you had kids of your own, and then your husband worked in the plane shop, you were saying, or the
plane, that's what, just before we came down here.
Yeah. What else had he done before y'all?
He worked sawmill one winter and like got killed.
Did y'all plant? Oh, yeah, right there. I mean, did y'all have the vegetable garden?
Oh, no, we had acres and acres and acres of stuff.
So that was a big part of your
living. Yeah, that was our life, was our farm.
Okay. Up until you basically moved over.
Mm-hmm. So here, we farm until we moved here.
Yeah. Now, I just remembered, you know, we talked about how the community has kind of aged.
Oh, honey, this community's gone down like dogs.
Well, tell me about that.
When we moved here, this was the nicest community you ever seen. Everybody went to church. Everybody worked. Everybody kept the yards clean. And everybody. Now, look at these two houses next door is falling in, that and down the. Of Mr. Chastain's is falling in. Yours is falling in too. I told Scotty one day that we'd seen over at Michael's. I said, if you don't put a roof on that house, it's going to fall in. He said, that's what it's my next cause.
It does need a roof. Well, what do you attribute the downhill run of the community to?
Well, I think it's about when Mr. Mollier lived here. And Mr. Moe, he's president of the mill. He owns part of the mill, him and his wife. And I want you to know, if you have a nice yard, he'd give you so many hours to clean it.
Okay. So up until they sold the houses, they kind of kept their finger on it.
Yep, Mr. Moe did that.
Okay. And then after they sold, did that change?
They did for a while, but you know, they didn't buy their house when they first sold. Doug Sellers found it. He's dead now, but they owned it before. Doug died.
Well,
he's just gone right up here. That was a pretty place. Now, I just wish you'd walk around right up that road there and just look down that fence on the inside, the old mattresses, two old mattresses, an old set of springs, an old chairs.
So it used to not be like that.
Well, Mr. Moe, you turn over to his grave if he.
And that made a better neighborhood, you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everybody was playing in.
So, was everybody about the same age? Or was it different ages? Or?
They were, some of them was different ages. Now, Mr. Tanks that died there while back, he died at 91. And, of course, he was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Perry for years.
So some folks were old, and some were about your age. Yeah. Some had worked in the mill all their life.
Yeah.
And they had lived here, you said.
Well,
as people retired, did they stay settled in here?
The biggest part of them did. They sold these houses. You know how much we give for this house? $3,000. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've got $50,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it. It was a good house. It was plastered, but my kitchen came right out of mine.
Mm-hmm. So you've expanded the kitchen.
They all managed to do it.
Okay. Well,
but I wouldn't take nothing in the world. But John, kept that coming here Monday night, and brought me a card. He's my deacon. Each deacon got so many families that they have to come with it. I know when it snowed, his wife called me and wanted to know if I had anything enough to eat, if I had tea and everything.